going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I appreciate the committee's flexibility. Let's go.
It's far from a unanimous decision, but we decided, you know what? If we're going to be late during the 2 o'clock hour, let's just be late to it during the 1 o'clock hour, too.
Yes.
It's all fine.
I blame Shaletta. Her last answer was like 7 minutes.
She was, as she said, she was on one.
She
today.
Was on one, yeah.
And she's got a reason.
And so are the
one.
Texters. And
yeah, everyone's on one today.
Yeah, and some are valid, some borderline racist. Mm. Some are very valid, and I don't have to agree with them. Some of the comments are rather pretty clear.
All right. Well, that's fair. I guess that's how we do it. I think you're familiar with the phrase, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
It's a very common phrase parents can use towards kids, perhaps, or something like that. You know, nobody's perfect. Do as I say, not as I do. Sometimes we all make mistakes. Sometimes we're just frauds. Let's talk about being fraudulent, shall we?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Feel like you're looking at me.
I am looking at you. I'm looking right at you, baby.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. Yesterday, I got up and I checked the weather forecast, knowing that it was a little bit dicey for the Twins game. Would we have a show? Would there be a ball game? Didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Our guy, Chris Schaefer, said, don't worry. Nothing heavy till after 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Let's remember that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's remember that part.
Yep. Yep. Nothing heavy, I said.
Okay.
I checked the National Weather Service, as I do also every morning.
No, that's not what he said. He said it's not going to rain until after the Twins.
That's not what I heard. National Weather Service said certainly a 60-70% chance of rain, likely not till after 3 o'clock is when it really rolls in. So I said, all right, great. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get downtown nice and early. I'm going to go for a good long run. I'm going to go for a run, feel good, then hop into the office and just hang out while the ball game's going.
So might prep for the show just in case.
Well, that's what we need to talk about because all of a sudden I think about 18 miles into this run, probably about by now.
That's right.
I start getting...
Your warm-up. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I was just getting loose.
Yeah.
Start getting bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, from your colleague and your friend.
It's Chad Hartman asking me, book this guest, book this guest. Not asking, demanding. Book, 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 book. And I said, what's going on?
We already got a chicken there.
We've already got a pile of guests for tomorrow. What do you want to do tomorrow being today? He said, no. Today, we are going to have a show. We are going to have a show. The Twins game is off. There's no way they're playing. We are going to have an 8-hour show.
That's it. That's exactly what it said.
I begged to differ. We spoke on the phone, and I said, well, I mean, the forecast, first of all, it's not raining right now. Like it's dry downtown.
100 yards into the run.
The forecast says we're in good shape. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wrong.
And what did you do? You not only screenshotted
the radar,
your dumb little weather app, and your dumb little weather app radar. What do you complain about again when we've got storms rolling through the area? People sending in their snow. Hey, it's snowing in Wayzata. Yes. It's raining in Maple Grove. It's hailing in Holick.
And I say, I don't care.
What were the words that came out of your mouth? Well, it's raining in Plymouth. Well, if me in Minneapolis would care. Do as I say, not as I do. You are the ultimate fraud in Minnesota broadcasting, and nobody comes close.
Am I wrong?
Oh, wait, a different one.
You like that?
Am I wrong?
Well,
J.K. Simmons.
Am I fraud in some areas of broadcasting? That's true. That's that is not on this one.
The argument was
your boss
raining in Plymouth.
Your boss did send out an email 7 o'clock. Hey, not looking good, guys. I'm sure you're already prepping. I'm sure you're planning. So I just thought, hey, let's get a couple guests in the hopper.
Yeah.
Whatever the hopper is, and where is a hopper? I don't know. You know, reasonable, relevant guess. And then I looked at Big Radar. I bought into Big Radar.
That's the problem.
Big Radar showed
Big Doppler.
Giant blob of rain approaching the metro area.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being a duteous employee. I don't even know that's right. I think I might have just made up a word.
I think you did.
I think I made up a word
fine.
Completely.
You can be duteous.
I'm going to be duteous. It's with a T, a do, I don't know. I'm a committed employee. I came down here.
You did. And did you make the air yesterday?
No.
Thanks for lunch, by the way.
Because, yeah, I ended up buying lunch. Food on the fly, 9th and 2nd. Good food, right? Yeah.
Tastes even better when you win a bet.
Yeah. I fell for Big Doppler, and Big Doppler said to me, dead to me.
Not only did you fall for Big Doppler and Big Weather App, I've told you before, never trust Big Weather App.
Yeah.
You doubted me.
I checked other weather apps, and you know what they showed? The same radar. I mean, I don't think the radars are different.
Did you go to school for 8 years to learn to decipher weather radar?
You didn't.
You think you can? I'm not claiming that I know what's going on. That's why I said I listened to Chris Schaefer, meteorologist at WCCO TV.
Only meteorologist
at WCCO.
Yeah, not
TV.
Here. We don't have a WCCO radio.
But no,
meteorologist.
You thought I'm just a lay person when it comes to meteorology, but. I got this.
I thought I was an expert,
no
didn't I?
No problem. I'm the expert. Yeah. Ah, you weather folks, you don't know nothing that I don't. Shame on you.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people.
Who hurt you?
Just because I'm right.
More of Am I Wrong next on CCO.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Someone is giving me credit because they heard my story about running out of gas recently.
Yes.
And
last Sunday.
It provided guidance to his son to not run out of gas. So my foolishness has helped other
people. Son would have had no idea. They don't cover that in driver's ed anymore, from what I'm told.
No. I'm down to about 80 miles again. Maybe I can double up. Yeah.
You've made worse moves.
I probably will this weekend. What do you got? What's next at MRO?
You know, I am the noted baseball expert on the show, as we know. Paul Molitor's laid that out very clearly in the past. And I've got an idea to help our struggling Twins.
Play better?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about how you
give Carlos a bigger bat.
How you might play better early in the season. Yep. Derek Falvey, Rocco, you might want to listen up because I got some good stuff for you. Spring training, it's great. You get out in the sun. It's warm. It's beautiful. You prep for the season. And I see a problem in that. We always hear, what, hitters, they're always behind the pitchers early in the year, right? It's cold. It's hard to hit in the cold. Well, oh, by the way, pitchers, they spend all of spring training, what, tinkering with new pitches, trying to find the right grips to get stuff in 80-degree heat, and then they come north, and it's a little cooler, and they find out they can't actually
spin
the ball like that. They can't actually throw it like they did in Florida.
You were out of ideas,
man. I've got a great idea. Here's what you do. Next year, starting next year, if you're the Minnesota Twins, this is going to revolutionize early season baseball.
Spring training.
Nope. You do it as you would up until the very last week of spring training. Then you take your top starters, your top relievers, and your core, let's say, 6, 7, 8 position players, the guys that you know you're going to pencil in every day, and you send them north.
Yeah.
You send them to Target Field, to CHS, if it's way too cold
up
here.
Are the Twins winning a lot when they play Cedar Rapids. Warm weather? Have I missed that?
They haven't played in a lot of warm
St. Louis
weather.
Opening weekend.
Wasn't that warm. It was like 50s and 60s. The point is, how about we get the guys acclimated? How about you get them, I'm going to be hitting in the cold. Maybe I should get used to it for a couple days. I have to pitch in the cold when I was getting all those outs, spinning the ball in 80 degrees. Hey, let's figure out how to get those outs, spinning the ball when it's 50 degrees. I don't know. It just seems like a good idea for me to perhaps contribute to not playing like absolute garbage in April. It's brilliant.
Just a fool. Let's see. The Yankees are 15-10. The Tigers are 15-10. Let's go to the National League.
15-10, really? That's a great record in your mind.
Let's go. Mets are 18-7. Cubs are 16-10. Yeah, apparently only the cold weather teams are awful in April. What happens when the warm weather teams come here to the Midwest? Do we have an advantage on them?
So do you like Carlos Correa hitting 167 every year through April?
No, but he did that.
I think the status quo seems good.
I think he did
then.
That when he was in Houston
status
also.
Status quo seems
Wasn't he lousy in Houston?
No, too? Because he had this.
In April.
Fastball!
Okay, let's go
back. Curveball!
Okay, so let's cheat and cheat better.
No, I'm not advocating I'm cheating. I'm saying perhaps that's why he was better in Houston. But I am saying, I don't know, think outside the box. Maybe get acclimated to a cooler weather start.
Why not the whole spring training? Why not the whole spring training in the snow and tough guy town?
Hey, if you're advocating for that, feel
free. I'm not.
It sounds like you are.
I think this might be your dumbest one ever.
Now, that's harsh. I've had one of your replays
in that one.
I can get that ready for you. I can get that ready.
Can we get to another one?
It's almost mulch season. I'll have that one ready in a heartbeat.
Big mulch.
Okay.
So dead to everybody. It's ridiculous.
Right. 205,000 people.
Wow.
Apparently.
Yes.
At the NFL draft.
Lambeau, baby.
In Green Bay.
We're desirous of it. Where would we have it? I was thinking that last night. I meant to ask caller. Where would our location be?
Great question.
I mean, the little tiny little yard we have down there is not going to be enough.
It's not going to do
205,000 people.
That's not going to do it.
Ziggyville's not enough, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Carter's backyard in Rosemont?
I think that might be too big.
Yeah.
That might
Where would our big draft location be?
Arden Hills.
Where we were going to build a stadium for a long time, and then...
Yeah, the munitions plant.
What do we do with the... Canterbury?
Could be.
Yeah?
You could do Canterbury.
Where's our place? Yeah, 205,000.
All right. Anyway, everyone's there. Everyone's tuning in. The millions worldwide. I've got for you the Mount Rushmore of overused phrases you hear from executives, coaches, and players, and of course the mock draft community, all regarding the NFL draft. Are you ready for your Mount Rushmore?
I'm ready. I wasn't even familiar with the mock draft community until Collar worked it in an hour plus ago.
In no particular order, the Mount Rushmore is number one, catch radius.
Yeah, very good.
These are all the phrases that people use to sound smarter than they actually are.
Yeah.
Number two, a high motor guy.
High motor, yeah.
High motor. Number three, calling somebody who slipped down the draft board a value pick. Value pick. And number four, my most favorite of all time.
Oh, Timpani.
Instead of referring to picks, the number of picks a team, that's not smart enough.
That's not
erudite enough. It needs to be draft capital.
Draft capital. That is very good. No, I love it. I love it. And you get new folks each year who are welcomed in to the mock draft community.
Yes.
So then they come up the phrases. And by the way, what happens is one person who has been welcomed into the mock draft community uses that word and others like it, it'll multiply.
Oh, it explodes.
You thought bunnies multiplied a lot. People will gladly, maybe once, tip their cap to the phrase, but then go with it themselves.
It's theirs. Does the mock draft community have an HOA?
They should. They should. When I move, I will not have an HOA, and I'm very, very pleased
good for you
about it. Is it jeers and cheers? Is it cheers and jeers? Either way, Rochelle Olson comes up after Ari. No, I think it's Laura. Laura in CBS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.